91. Song number 491, O Father, Lead Us. And we'll ask the bass to really sing out on the chorus. We'll turn our attention to Dalton.
Well, good evening. Greetings in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I have to say, hymn sing, I don't know if that's theologically correct to say that, but hymn sing is probably one of my favorite services we have. And just thinking on that topic, thinking of singing. The question is, why do we sing? Why are we singing? This is a hymn sing. Why are we singing? And there's a lot of ways that that could be answered. But I had to go back and think of some things that I learned in Rudiments of Music there in Bible school. And part of the definition of and kind of what singing is singing is basically the expression of the deepest things in the heart of man. You say it's the expression of the soul. It's kind of that idea of Matthew 12:34, when Jesus is saying, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Well, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth sings as well. And so when we're singing, it is an expression. It is something coming out of us. Turn your Bibles to Acts chapter 4. I'm going to be looking at a few different passages just briefly. Acts chapter 4, the context of this, of course, is persecution of the church. Peter and John have been, put in prison. They're the chief priests, they're upset with them, which was common. And here they were. Commanding Peter and John not to speak in Jesus' name. And I love the answer they give. Verses 18 through 20. It says, and they called them and commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered and said unto them, whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God, judge ye. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. We cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. In effect, saying, there's no way we can stop talking about this. If you turn to Luke chapter 19, along the same lines, now this idea of just being compelled to speak God's words, to praise the Lord. We look here at the later part of the chapter, and we see Jesus coming into Jerusalem. And, you know, it's a story we're familiar with. I'll just use part of it here. Looking at verse 35, so they have the colt there. It says, and they brought him to Jesus, and they cast their garment upon the colt, and they set Jesus thereon. And as he went, they spread their clothes in the way. And when he was come nigh, even now at the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen, saying, blessed be the King that cometh in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest. And some of the Pharisees from among the multitude said unto him, Master, rebuke thy disciples. And he answered and said unto them, I tell you that if these should hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out. And Jesus makes true statements. This is something, this couldn't be contained, especially at that point. But he had to be praised. This was what was fitting. And so with that, we think, okay, what is the object of our praise? What is the object of our, or the focus of our singing? And we're looking at Christ. Now, I want to look at just a few brief spots in the book of John. You're welcome to turn there if you'd like. I'm just going to hit a few of them fairly quick. John chapter 7 would be the first one. And Jesus is there in Jerusalem. He's preaching. I'm just going to take a few verses from this just to get an idea of a little bit of who Jesus is and just how people even then were seeing him. Verses 31 and 32, it says, and many of the people believed on him and said, when Christ cometh, will he do more miracles than these which this man hath done? So they're just pointing out the things he was doing. He wasn't like anyone else. People were amazed. And it continues, it says, the Pharisees heard that the people murmured such things concerning him, and the Pharisees and the chief priests sent officers to take him. Then the story continues on for a bit, and we want to jump back in at verse 45. It says, then came the officers to the chief priests and Pharisees, and they said unto them, why have ye not brought him? The officers answered, never man spake like this man. Again, he was like no one else, and they could see that. Unrivaled, unequaled. If you turn back just one chapter, it was about the time that Jesus had just spoken some very hard things, and everyone was beginning to leave. They're like, they didn't want to follow Christ anymore. And verse 67, then said Jesus unto the 12, will ye also go away? Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. Love that answer. Lord, even if we wanted to, where else could we go? Unrivaled, unequaled. This is just the amazingness of Christ. People saw it. And one last thought from the book of John. Very last verse of the book, chapter 21, this is verse 25. And it seems to me as we look at this, that John, this is probably written a good number of years after the events, after Christ's crucifixion, after his resurrection, after his ascension. And yet it seems like John still hasn't gotten over it. He's still just as excited, just as in love with Christ. And that final verse says, and there are also many other things which Jesus did, the which, if they should be written every one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written. I think that was a good summary of the gospel. That's a good summary of Jesus. And so when we have that in mind and we look at that, we put all this together, this is the one that we're gathered around. He's the one that's our focus. And as we think of singing being the expression of our souls, he's the reason we're singing. Amen. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Father in heaven, we thank you for this evening. We thank you for this time. Thank you for giving us your son and for all you've taught us about him. And Lord, we come before you praising you, worshiping you, and thanking you for the opportunity to join together in song as we praise you for who you are and for the gift that you've given. We do pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Dalton, for that. He is a special person to us, and Jesus is. And, you know, he spoke such powerful things, and everybody was awed. And it's just good to know that the Bible says that, you know, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He never changes. He never will change. So I appreciate that. Let's take our Christian hymnals and turn to page 113. Arise, my soul, arise. And I'm struggling with singing a little bit, so everybody sing extra loud and drown me out if you can. Arise, my soul, arise. Nope, sorry. That's wrong one. That's 12. Yeah, 113. When I survey the wonders cross. So the same page at the top.
When I survey the I
Okay, now let's turn to page 118. There is a fountain. Page 118.
There is a fountain.
We would have the children come forward and Jessica will help them sing some songs.
Thank you.
Thank you, children and Jessica. I really enjoyed that. One of the things that I think is fun about being a dad is that I get to be young again and sing those songs again. It's a lot of fun. All right, if you would turn in your church hymnals to song number 408. And then after this, I'll take one selection. Song number 408. I know this isn't maybe the most familiar song to us, but I know we have sung it before. It's meant to be sung reflectively and kind of goes along with the songs that Jed just led. Song number 408, Thy Life Was Given For Me. Selection. I'm sorry? 25. Song number 25. Joyful, joyful, we adore thee. Why don't you stand for this song? And after this song, Ms. Law has a group.
Joyful, joyful, we adore thee, God of glory, Lord of love.
thank you, Laurel, young ladies. It's nice that in this church we have a variety. So when we have hymn singing, there could always be either a men's group or a ladies' group or a mixed group or a young group or an old group, or it's just good. Some churches, I've been in a lot of churches that won't have those opportunities because they don't have that kind of people, that many people in that variety of ages. So that's definitely a blessing. All right, well, let's turn to page 38 in our Christian hymnal. We're going to sing two songs here, and then I'm going to do impromptu, whatever, 40 plus, and we'll have two songs, and I'll have the two songs for you. So the 40 is in Dover. If you bring when you come up after we get done with the second song, you come up with the Christian hymnal, and we'll look forward to singing together. Maybe we'll have a big group of 40 and overs. All right, Jesus loves even me. Don't know if I'll start it completely in the right key, but if not, we'll stop and start all over. I am so glad that our Father in heaven tells of his love in the book he has here. Wonderful things in the Bible I see. This is the dearest that Jesus loves me. Okay, now let's turn to Psalm 112. Psalm 112, Arise, My Soul Arise. Nope, sorry, wrong one again. 113, When I Survey the Wondrous Cross. Nope, not that one again. Is that Louis Arsene, that one? Well, let me check my paper. Yeah, 112 is right. There you go. We're always on the same page. It throws me off. Maybe when I'm picking out songs, maybe I should look a little harder at different pages instead of trying to get the ones on the same page. All right. Arise, my soul, arise. Arise, my soul. Is that right? 112? Arise, my soul, arise. There you go. You ever know that one? That one, dude? Is that the right song? Oh, well, see, there you go. That's what I get. Well, I'm out. We'll do a quick change in. I say a quick change. All right, let's try 46. Everybody know that one? Good, we're all good on that one? Oh, how I love Jesus. I seem to be getting a theme here, don't I? It has to do with love, which is very good. Oh, how I love Jesus.
There is a name I love to hear. I love
and I'll double uncheck and ask and make sure it's the right song. Big group. Okay, we'll start out with that one. Start out with 82. Love of God. Now, do I have the right song? Make sure. Your tune? All right. If anybody. Better me at starting songs out there. Uh-oh. Get the right key. If not, I'll try.
God is greater far than time or breath can ever tell.
Showers of blessing. This is the promise of God. There shall be seasons refreshing, sent from the Savior above. Showers of blessing. Showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops round us are falling. There shall be showers of blessing, precious reviving again, over the hills and the valleys, sound of abundance of rain. Showers of blessing, showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead. There shall be showers of blessing, send them upon us, O Lord. Grant to us now a refreshing, come and now honor thy word. Showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead. There shall be showers of blessing. Oh, that today they might fall. Now as to God we're confessing, now as on Jesus we call. Showers of blessing, showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we
thank you so much for that. First, when I thought of 40-year-olds, I thought of midlife crises. But I was sitting back there, and I did a little bit of counting, and those of us under 40 outnumber you by 2-1, thereabouts. And I know not everyone is here, but it is a blessing to have these older folks with us. And and you can laugh, that's fine, but I do mean that. And I was thinking, too, that as we get older, we often face things in our lives that are very challenging and painful. And some of us, even younger than 40, have faced that. But it is a blessing to see older people remaining faithful and carrying the torch before us younger ones. Let's turn to, in your church hymnals, let's turn to song number 368. This was a selection by way of the grapevine. All right, so near is still near. And I think this is a good song to end our evening on, and so we'll turn the time back over to the ministry after this song. Song number 368.
Oh.